I think the versatility, the functionality, the long-lasting product itself has made it over 100 years of experience so well-known.
That's Walter Matthies, export manager of the Victorinox company in central Switzerland. It's one of only two companies officially allowed to manufacture the knives. The image of the Swiss Army knife is so polished that it's frequently used in advertising for products that have absolutely nothing to do with a pocket tool. But to keep that reputation, innovation plays a key role.
Innovation is, as for any manufacturing company, extremely important and vital in order to survive in the future. We have every year novelties coming out which are needed and asked for also by the market. The consumer environment changes, and this new environment in the marketplace needs constant innovation and adaptation, I would say.
Over the last 2 years, for example, Victorinox has come out with a knife featuring an altimeter. One features a clock with an alarm and timer. And its cyber tool has up to 41 features for electronics and computer enthusiasts. The story of the Swiss Army knife goes back over 100 years. In 1884, after serving his apprenticeship as a cutler in Tuttlingen in Germany, 24-year-old Karl Elsener returned home and opened his own business at the Tobel Stream in Ibach, near Schwyz. It was on his initiative that the Swiss Master Cutlers Association was founded, the main aim being to produce the soldiers' knives, which the Swiss Army had been importing from the German cutlery town of Solingen. Elsener, who gave his knives names, produced the officer's knife as a refinement of the soldier's knife. This model, with only two springs for six blades, was the basic model for the Swiss Army knife and was patented on June the 12th, 1897. Although the officer's knife didn't become part of the Swiss Army's official equipment, it rapidly became a favorite. Sales were fueled after the Second World War, with the United States officers and soldiers snapping the knives up at the PX stores on military bases. This was the time when Victorinox began worldwide expansion. Today, the Swiss Army is just a small customer when it comes to actual knife orders.
The Swiss Army in our history has been a good customer and a very important customer. However, nowadays production of over 100,000 knives per day in comparison with a purchase volume of about 20,000 pieces per year, the Swiss Army as such has become a relatively small customer.
The knife is now available in more than 100 different variations and combinations. The flagship is the Swiss Champ, which has 33 features, 64 individual parts, and requires 450 steps to make. Poor quality copies of the knife, which mainly come from Far East countries, are a headache for the company.
We feel bad about imitations because we have the cost in development, in research, and imitation or imitators, of course, do not have these investments, which are a very big part of our expenses or our cost.
But if you think about it, copies are in a way a tribute to the genuine article, which has stood the test of time for more than 100 years. It is, in knife language, quite simply, a cut above the rest.